Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Proverbs chapter 12, verses 13 through 22. An evil man is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous will escape from trouble. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his words, and the deeds of a man's hands will return to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. A fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man conceals dishonor. He who speaks truth tells what is right, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks rashly, like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. No harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked are filled with trouble. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are His delight.
Ask a group of people to define gossip, and most will mention spreading rumors. That's true, but it's not the whole truth. Gossip includes any talk that causes unnecessary harm. For example, have you ever commented negatively on how a person was dressed, suggested to a friend that someone is in the wrong job, talked about an acquaintance's personal life when he or she isn't present? All of these can be examples of gossip, words that cause damage or hurt even when they sound innocent. And here's something else to consider. Did you feel a check in your spirit while you were speaking? Idle comments are often delivered in a way that makes them seem unlike the traditional definition of gossip. People mask sinful talk in several ways, such as speaking in jest, offering others personal details as an example, or sharing the information as a prayer request. Of course, not every tease or illustration is gossip, and the body of Christ is called to pray for those facing hard times. Therefore, those of us who are believers must be able to distinguish between worthless chatter and wise speech. What matters is the heart's motivation. Ask God to give you a desire to please Him and reflect His grace to others by speaking only that which builds them up.